Data Zen is Greg Bowman and Jack White. Greg began at IBM Customer Support in 1987. In 1996, he began supporting WebShare MQ. In the past, he has supported MQ on mainframe platforms as well, but now concentrates on the distributed platforms. Jack White started IBM in 1997, providing support for the Visual Age Tag-based application development tool. In 2000, he joined the WebShare MQ team supporting customers on the distributed platform. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Jack and Greg. Hi, everybody. This is Jack. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to cover just the beginning parts of the basic overview. So, Elijah, if you can go to slide 2, please. What we'll be covering today is a brief introduction into accounting and statistics. We'll go into little details on collecting the messages, what they are, what they're used for. Then I'll turn it over to Greg for the more interesting stuff on displaying them and what to do once you've collected the information and how to display it. Quite briefly, accounting and statistics messages, they're generated to record information about MQI operations performed by MQ applications. That would be the accounting messages, or used to record activities about occurring on the WebShare MQ system. That would be statistics messages. But this was something new. It was introduced in MQ 6.0. And note for any of the ZOS people, this is not available on ZOS. That has its own thing to use, which is the system management facility, which gives you an equivalent functionality to accounting and statistics. Slide 4, please. Accounting messages. They're used to record information about MQI operations performed by MQ applications. A couple points about the second bullet there. The interval is default is 1800 seconds when they're generated. That can be changed using the parameter account, ACCTINT, on the queue manager. The other piece to that, when they're generated, is when an application disconnects from the queue manager. And that's either from an MQ disconnect operation or when the queue manager recognizes the application is terminated. And the messages are generated to the system at an accounting queue. Next slide, please. Slide 5. That's a list of some of the uses for accounting messages. Basically, one big example would be like a chargeback. If your application is, you want to keep track of what kind of transactions people are doing. And slide 6, please. There are two types of accounting messages. There are MQ accounting messages and MQI accounting messages and Q accounting messages. You can see the difference there. The MQI accounting messages just keep track of the number of requests executed using a connection to a queue manager. And the Q accounting messages collect information on the number of MQI requests for the queue manager with respect to specific queues, and we'll see you can set that up either by queue manager or by queue specific some parameters. Slide 7, please. The first command or parameter for collecting accounting information would be ACCTINQI. This clicks. If you turn it on, it will collect information for every connection to the queue manager. The default is off, and there's an example there how to set that up for the queue manager, how to turn it on. Slide 8, please. The ACCPQ parameter can be used for either Q or the Q manager. Now, the first, this slide shows the options for the Q parameter. And it's an example of how to turn that on the Q. Slide 9, please. And this is ACCPQ parameter continue, and that is for a Q manager. And if you'll note the last option, the none option, disables the Q accounting information no matter how you have it set for a Q manager or for a Q. This overrides everything and will not collect anything. Slide 10, please. This is an additional command, the ACCT CONO, and that allows you to override the values of the Q manager attribute that we just talked about, and you can collect that information at the connection level in the NPConnect command. And there's an example there. You need to change the connection options parameter in the NPConnect command to different values, either enabled or disabled, for MQI or Q down information. Slide 11, please. Formatting is this. There's a whole section in the manual on formatting, and it's very long and detailed. It's probably best to look at that information there, but this is just some basic information on it, of how it's laid out. And in slide 12, please, I'll give you, there's a link to that manual, chapter 17, on all the formatting. Next slide, please, 13. We'll talk about statistics messages. They're used to record activity occurring on an NQ system. And as with the accounting messages, they're generated at default of 1800 seconds, and you can change that. The command to change that is alter stat, the alter Q manager stat int, S-T-A-T-I-N-T, and change that value. And they're also generated when the Q manager shuts down in a controlled fashion, so generated two different queries. And the messages that are put on the system admin statistics queue. Slide 14, please. And there are some uses for the statistics message information. They're the same, basically, as the accounting information. Slide 15, please. The statistics message types, they have the same types, the MQI and the Q messages, but in addition, we have channel statistics messages. MQI messages could be, for example, a number of MQI commands executed by a Q manager. An example of a Q statistics message might be the number of messages put or retrieved from a Q, or the number of bytes processed by a Q. An example of the channel messages could be the number of messages or the number of bytes transferred by a channel. All that information could be useful when you're trying to determine what's going on in your system. Slide 16, please. And just as with the accounting information, the statistics have their own attributes to turn on and off, collect whatever information you're looking for. Stat NQI collects the NQI statistics information. And the default is off. Slide 17, please. and StatQueue, the next one, and that's available for the queue and the queue manager. Example, how to turn that on for the queue, and on slide 18, how to set it up for the queue manager. And again, this has the same parameter, the none parameter, which disables all of the message information, the message collection, regardless of if the queue had that turned on. Slide 19, channel collection. The attribute of StatCHL, there's an example of how to set that up. And I'll go into a little more information on those different values, low, medium, high, a few slides from now. And the first one here is on the channel parameter, on setting this up for a channel. It's on slide 20, is how to set it up for a queue manager. If you want to control several channels and collect information from them, then you can enable it from the queue manager. And slide 21, StatCLS was specifically for automatically defined cluster sender channels, because they're not defined as typical NQ objects, so they don't have the same attributes as a regular channel object, so they have this other parameter for those channels. And again, they collect the same type of information at the different levels. Slide 22, please. And I wonder what all those, the low, medium, and high mean. It really, to determine what level you want to use, you have to test it on your system and see what is an acceptable, what's an acceptable overhead, and the information that's getting generated, is that sufficient for what you're looking for? But the low message, the low level would obviously be used for high volume of messages, because you don't want to write out a bunch of information and collect the information very frequently, because you'll really get a big performance hit. And there'll be a lot of overhead. And then the opposite end of that is the high level, where you'll get more information collected, and it's better to use that when you have a lower number of messages, so you don't take a large overhead hit or performance hit. Slide 23, please. There was another command to reset statistics collection, and what that will do if you use that command is it will write everything out before the end of the interval. However you have the interval set up, if you had it set up to the 1800 second default, you wanted to collect something before then, you could use this reset option, and that would generate a statistics message and then start a new collection interval. So then you would, it would be another 1800 seconds or 30 minutes from that point. Slide 24. Again, a little overview of the formats, and that's also slide 25. That's also available in chapter 17 in the accounting and statistics monitoring manual. You'll have a bunch more details of how they're formatted out. And I will turn it over to Greg for the more exciting part about what you do with all this information once you've got it all generated and how you display it and view it. So slide 26, please.
Hi, my name is Greg Bowman. I'm not sure I would describe this section as exciting, but we are going to change gears here and do a little bit of a a different view of the information. Most of the information we've been presenting up to this point has been stuff you'll get right out of the manual. You know, it's very detail-oriented, going into the specific parameters and how those are coded. And what I'm going to talk about for most of the rest of the presentation here is, once you have this data collected, once you decided on setting those parameters, how do you display it? And we're going to talk about some different ways you can go about displaying the information that those parameters will cause to get written to the system admin statistics queue and the system admin accounting queue. The main things we're going to talk about are the two main ways that we would recommend that you do this. One, we provide a sample program called AMQ SMOM. It's a command line, program that you can use to take the information off either the statistics or accounting queue and display it either to the screen or to a output file, so that you can take the information and then make some sense of what all has been collected. As Jack mentioned earlier, the messages that are placed on these queues are like PCF messages. And if you ever dealt with PCF messages in any other forum before, you'll know it's not something you want to just browse and take a quick look at and be able to make a lot of sense of. So we have this sample program here to help you get started. Now, you can take that sample program and use it to write your own program. You can modify it, but that's one starting point. And then the other thing we're going to talk about is a plug-in. It's the support pack, MF0P. It's a plug-in to our MQ Explorer, and it provides another interface to allow you to display the information from the statistics and accounting queue. So if we go to slide 27, please. Before we talk more detail about how to display it, I just wanted to touch on a few things here to make you aware of. And we've kind of touched on these in the parameters, but I wanted to emphasize them here to make sure you're aware of these things and make sure you take it into consideration, that if you just take some of the defaults and display this accounting and statistics information for everything on your system, you're going to get a lot of information output, and it may be a lot more than you want and a lot more than you want to deal with. So there's several things here just listed, some of the major ones that you want to consider when you're deciding what information to display, so that you can control how much detail you get and how much output you get. One thing to consider is you want to display information about the system queues. Most people will not want to do that. So you know, if you just enable for everything on your system and you get all the system queues, you're going to get a lot of internal MQ traffic messages being generated, and perhaps you don't want to collect statistics or accounting information on that. Similarly, you may not want to do collection on the dynamic queues that get created. A lot of those are created for internal processes for the queue manager and some of his associated processes. So you may not want to do just everything and get the dynamic queues. The different parameters for setting up whether you want to get low, medium, or high detail. If you set it up for high detail, you're going to get a lot more output. So just another thing to consider. The frequency of how often you collect the data. If you collect it more often, it's less to deal with it at that interval, versus if you let it pile up and then only get it, you know, every 2 hours or every 24 hours. Just be aware that the frequency is going to, you know, contribute to how much data there is to deal with at any one time. And then the last thing I got listed there is whether you control the output at the queue or the queue manager level. Again, it's going to decide whether you do it for every queue or only certain queues. So those are some of the major factors that you want to consider when you're deciding what output to get and how much you're going to have to deal with. So if we go to slide number 28, please. Thank you. We'll talk first about this sample program, AMQ SMOM. You can use it to display either the accounting or statistics information, and by default it's just going to go to your screen, but just like any other program that writes the standard out to the screen. You can redirect it to a file if you choose to do so. There are options on that command line program that lets you display lets you control what it will display. And I listed off a few of the things here. There's more of them listed in the MQ monitoring manual in the section that talks about the sample that gives you more details on the parameters you can specify, but I listed some of them here. You can control whether you want to just display queue information or whether you just want to display channel statistics. You can tell it to only give me a certain number of messages. For example, maybe you just want to get the first 5,000 messages off of the county queue. You could tell it to do that. You can tell it I only want the messages that were collected during a certain time frame so that you only have that information displayed. And then the final thing on that slide, you can ask it to only display certain select fields. And I'm going to give you some examples in a few slides here of how you might go about doing that. But you can say, for example, tell it, I only want you to display records, I only want you to display the queue name and the program name. I only want to display what number of gets and puts happened. But there's different parameters, lots of different parameters, and we'll discuss that in a little more detail in a few slides here. We go to slide 29, please. Now, I was talking about you can select which fields you want to display, and the way you do that is by using the different constants that we have available in the header files. So for some of the constants are listed at the main header file that you would use to get those values from. There's CMQ CSV header file, which has all the declarations for BCF and events, and then there's the standard CMQC header file, which has the main MQI constants. You can look in those header files and get the constant information that you would use to then pass as input to the command or to your sample program, or if you choose to write your own program. So I'll give an example here in a moment, but this is where you would go to get the specific constants that you're going to use to make it suit the specific needs of what you want in your output. And it's detailed and more it's elaborated on in more detail in the monitoring at Webster MQ manual. We'll go to slide 30, please. I'm going to just run through an example here. And as background to the example, I wanted to point out a few details of what I was talking about. So in the example I'm going to give you, I'm just going to select certain fields. And specifically, I'm going to ask it to give me some accounting information, but I only want it to give me the name of the application that's doing the MQI actions. I want it to tell me the queue name and then information about puts and gets. So I got four things there that I want it to display. So if I go look in those two header files that I mentioned on the previous slide, the CMQ CSC header file, I can see that there's a constant there for the application name, for get and puts. And you see that each one of those constants has an equate to a numerical value. And you can use that numerical value as input to the AMQSMON sample program. So if I go to CMQC header file, there's another parameter there that specifies the queue name. You see each one of those, as I said, has a specific numeric value. And if we go to page 31, you'll see that the command I use there is going to specify those numeric values. So in this example, I specified AMQSMON, and I gave it my queue manager name. And then the dash T parameter says I only want to get accounting information. So it's going to look at the system accounting queue. And then the dash B parameter says I just want to browse the information on that queue. I don't want to do a destructive get. I want to leave the information there. And then the dash L parameter is where I specify the actual input parameters. Now, if I hadn't specified dash L, it's going to give me the entire accounting record from the queue. But in this case, I said, I only want four fields, and if we look at those four values, they map back to the values I just listed on the previous page. So the next line is the actual output that you would get. Now, this is a very, very simple example. In this case, I only had two records in my queue. I had only done two activities during the period when I collected my accounting information. But the first record starts there. It says it's monitoring type queue accounting. It came from the accounting queue. And it gives me the application name. That was one of the parameters we had specified. And it's the ANQS put program. That's one of our samples that it simply does puts. Then it gives specific queue accounting information, the queue name. That was one of the second thing that we get asked for. And then it gives put and get counts. Now, you'll see here he did five puts. That's what the ANQS put program does. It only does puts. You'll see the get counts are zero. That program did not do any gets. If you look at the next record, it's also an accounting record, as to be expected. In this case, the application name, this is the name you'll see if you're using the NQ Explorer program to do puts and get. It reads out as a Java program, so that's what you'll see there. And the queue is the same queue, but in this case, I used it to do a get from that queue. And you'll see I only did I got the five messages that I had put with the sample program, with a sample put program. So it only recorded the five gets. Now again, that's a very simple output. It's very limited, but I just did it to give you a very quick example of what you can do and how you can control that sample program and sample output from ANQS mod. If we go to slide 32, please. Now, I'm going to switch over here and talk a little bit about another way you can display the information, and that's using a support package you can download from our webpage. The support pack name is MS0P, WebSerenQ Events and Statistics Plugin. Now, this is a Category 2 support pack, which means it's provided in good faith. It's not supported by the support center, but if you have questions or comments about it, you can use this same place where you download it from to contact the developer of this support pack and ask your questions to him. Now, this, as I said, it's just another way you can view the statistics and accounting data. This is through a GUI input to the MQ Explorer program that comes with the product, and it displays the information slightly differently than what we were just looking at with the sample program, in that it sort of takes an aggregate of all the records on the queue and then gives you an output displaying, you know, a conglomeration of all those statistics or accounting information in one place. So it's a little bit different. There's controls you can do on to display the information there also. But it just wanted to point out there that it is a slightly different view of the same information. So if we go to slide 33, the support pack, besides coming as a plugin or being installed as a plugin to the MQ Explorer GUI interface, there's also a command line interface piece of it called ANQS JMON, and I just want to touch on that here to make you aware that it's available if you want to run it that way. I listed out a couple of details here about where it's installed, so you know where to look for it by default, and just made a comment there that you may need to make some changes to your past statements to make it work on your machine. I just wanted to point that out. There's comments in the program itself that talk about exactly what you need to do to set it up, but just wanted to give you the heads up on that so you're aware that you may need to do a slight bit of configuration to make that work on your particular environment, just so you're aware of that going in and you know, perhaps save you some headaches of not expecting that. So if we go to slide 34, and talk about the things that it provides you, the plugin will let you displayed like the Qmanager event messages, the things we've been talking about primarily in this presentation, the statistics and accounting records. And then we mentioned a couple of times how you can use the commands to flush the buffers for the queues so that they get collected at a certain point in time rather than waiting for the intervals to expire. There's an option there to let you do that through the GUI. And then there's another option there that if you're using linear logging, you can use it to do the command to advance the log files through the GUI interface there, just because that's another point at which we collect statistics. And if you're doing testing and you wanted to see the collection of statistics or accounting information at that point, you can use that option to advance the log file so you can see what kind of data is generated at that point. But these are the main things that the interface from the MS-0P Support Pack plugin provides you. And if we go to slide 35, and this is where, if you're not in full screen mode, it's going to be hard to see this, but if you go to full screen mode, it displays pretty well. This is just a screenshot of your normal MQ Explorer interface, and all I did is I went to a Qmanager, right-clicked on it, and you get your standard drop-down, and you'll notice that with the plugin installed, there's another line there that's not normally there, format events, that gives you the same things I just listed out on the previous slide. It gives you the option to display event message, statistic records, accounting records, plus statistics, advanced log file. The exact things that I just listed on the previous slide. This is just a screenshot to show you how to get to that and to show you that that's what it is providing. We go to slide 36. I got another screenshot here, and not really giving you this to get into details, but just really to give you a quick idea of what it looks like. On that previous slide, I just chose statistics records, and I expanded one of the lines from that statistics record, and this is what it looks like from that particular time. Again, this is just to give you a real brief, quick idea of what it looks like, not to get into any details, but you'll see that there's a lot of information there, actually more than I could fit into the screenshot, particularly when I expanded one of the lines there. But you'll notice the top line, or one of the things I wanted to point out here, the top line shows the Qmanager name, and then it says the last operation reading from system admin statistics queue. So you can see that is correcting the statistics record, as opposed to, it would show accounting queue if we were collecting accounting information. But if you just browse that, and if we go to slide 37, it'll look real similar to what we just saw. Now, I pointed out on the last slide that the last operation was reading from the statistics queue. The difference here is this one is reading from the accounting queue, but you'll see the actual options that I picked to display here looks very, very similar to what you just saw on the last screen. So you get similar information with the two. You can use options to get different information, of course, but I just wanted to display it that way to give you, the idea that these are giving you very similar information, and it's going to look very similar in regards to what kind of display or output you get in the displays. So if we go to slide 38, we'll kind of change gears here again. This one displays better on the actual PDF file than it does in the view here, but I wanted to give you some additional resources that you could, or some links to the additional resources that you'll want to use when you're trying to get started with your information here with the statistics and accounting. There's a link to the monitoring MQ, Western MQ manual. That's your main point of reference you're going to want to use. And then the MQ constants manual to get that other information if you want to get more detailed and only do selective displays. And then a link to where you can download that support pack, the MS-0P plugin. The links are all there for you, so you can just go get that information. Slide 39, please. Now, the next several pages, I'm not really planning to get into the individual APARs. I just wanted to list them here to point out a thing, or one thing, to let you know that there are APARs dealing with this stuff, and it's to your benefit to be at the latest maintenance level if you're going to be playing with this, just so you avoid these particular problems. I did list them out individually here so you could see what they are if you wanted to go look at them in more detail. But the general idea here is there are APARs in this area, and I listed them here for your awareness. So the next few slides, we're just going to sort of page through. Slide 40, same thing, just more of the APARs, and again, I listed them out by which fix pack they're available in. So if you're already at a, say, 6021 level, for example, you would have everything on the previous slides plus the ones that are listed here. We got a 41, more of the same here, again, listed by the fix packs, the ones that are in 6022 and 6023. Slide 42, please. More of the same, and then on 43, ones that are in 6024, and then 44, the ones that will be in the 6025 level. If any of these look like things that you think would be major drawbacks for you, then you're going to have to come to the support center and request an interim fix, because 6025 is not out yet. The individual APARs listed here are only available as interim fixes right now because 6025 has not been released yet, but I wanted to list them anyway because they're known bugs that we have addressed already. And on page 45, I listed out some documentation APARs. I didn't list them by fix pack because they're only changes to the documentation. They're not actually code changes, but just listed them here to make you aware that there are also documentation changes that we found, some things that needed updated. Again, we mentioned that this was new in version 6, so the documentation for the most part was new, and there were some things that we had to update once we actually had more field experience with this code. So on page 46, final listing of the resources here, one of them was just a tech note that we have out there that talks about some things relating to displaying some information. And then there's a good DeveloperWorks article on the DeveloperWorks site which talk about monitoring your key manager and using different methods and techniques to monitor what's going on in your system and in your key manager in particular. And the link for that is available there. So if we go to slide 47, I'll just run back through a quick summary of the things we covered here just to sort of wrap things up. We talked about the statistics and accounting, and gave you a real high-level overview, and then got into the specific parameters and describing the different types of messages and how you use those messages and what cues are written to, how you set the parameters to collect the different information, and touched on briefly where you can go to look up what the format of those messages is. And then we talked about how you display it and the different different things we have provided for you, the sample program and the support pack. And then we went through some additional resources for statistics and accounting information in the APARs and so forth that are dealing with that. And then on slide 48, we list out some additional resources not specifically related to accounting and statistics, but things that you're going to want to take advantage of. There's several websites and web pages here that give you some real good information about the WebSphere pages that can help you stay on top of what's going on in the WebSphere community. And at this point, I'll turn the presentation back over to Elijah to take some information for you.
All right, thank you, Jack and Greg, for a great presentation.
We'll take our first question from Sandra Korth.
Yes, and WM27 is the support pack, MS0P. Is that built into Explorer, or do you still have to use the plugin?
As far as I know, you still have to use the plugin.
Okay.
The version 7 stuff has so far just been supported by the beta team, so I hadn't done a lot with it myself. But I believe that you still have to use the support pack to get that plug-in. I'm not 100% certain, but I didn't see anything that indicated in the preliminary details of version 7 that indicated that was part of it. So I'm basing it off of that. But again, I hadn't really worked on the version 7 beta team, so I'm not completely positive of that.
Okay. And on low, medium, and high, those settings, is there anywhere where it details information that is left out or was added as you go from low, medium, to high? Is it you have less detail in the collection?
It's really the number of the sampling, it's the sampling that it collects between each one. I could give you the numbers. I mean, for the low, it's, let me see here. I have them written down.
I thought it left out detail. It wasn't the frequency of the...
As far as I was told by the development team, it uses the frequency.
Okay. And then 1 and 1, 1 and 8, and 1 and 64?
Correct.
And those are events or messages?
I would have to check with development on that. I think messages.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Imad Hanawi.
I still have a question. Are the values that are in the stats and accounting reset after the key manager cycle? If not, if there is a way to preserve them, if the key manager is recycled?
I'm trying to remember if I paid attention to that. I believe they were not, but they're just normal messages. So if you made the queue persistent, they should be preserved over the restart. I'm pretty sure when I was doing my testing that those were not saved over a restart of the queue manager, but I didn't make any attempt to try to do so. So, but again, it's just messages written out to a normal MQ queue, and like any other message, if the messages are persistent, then they would be saved over a restart of the queue manager. And most programs that do the put use the default options that they specify the messages being put as the queue is defined. And if you define the queue to be persistent by default on the put, the message will be persistent. So my guess at this, and again, I didn't try it in my testing, but I believe if you just change those system queues for the accounting and statistics to be persistent, that the messages should be stored as persistent, and then of course be stored across the restart of your queue manager.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from Jack King.
Actually, I have two different questions. The first question is, Has there been any benchmarks or what kind of overhead can be expected when you start turning on statistics and accounting?
I cannot find any of that information. I actually looked for it when I was putting this together, and I cannot find any benchmark information that was already available.
Okay, thank you. The second question is, can a single queue manager be built and it collect the data from the various queue managers where you have basically one queue monitor repository for statistics?
Yes, and that's the idea of using the, like for example, using the MQ Explorer plugin, you could use it to collect information from other queue managers in your network that were not, you know, that were not Windows queue managers or that were not running with the Explorer. So yes, you can configure it that way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from Wayne Myers.
Yes, hello. Actually, two things. First, getting back to that other person about the recoverable records.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you meant whether or not the data bytes that are kept in storage before the records are actually written to a message if they are lost during queue manager restart. Or if they're actually talking about once the records hit the queue itself.
The information is stored in buffers in memory, and until they're actually flushed and written to the queue, they would be like in-flight messages. So, again, it would depend on whether they're being recovered or not, whether they're persistent messages or not. So, I guess just to make sure, you're asking like if the queue manager went down mid-flight of these messages, it wasn't a normal termination of the queue manager, and there's still buffers that hadn't been flushed.
Yep.
Those messages still be recovered.
Yep.
And to be honest, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
Yeah, but I believe there's prior research. I believe they're lost.
I would think so. It'd be my first guess. But again, I haven't done any research into that to tell you for sure.
Okay. And now getting to my concern, I was playing around with this a lot. We have some pretty large queue managers that are running on about 5-7-way Solaris machines.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut a boatload of records. Even when I try to use minimalistic training records, turn into significant storage being used by these records. And the records come out to be about 14-17 K a piece.
Sounds about right.
Now, when I was I was hoping that during the filtering process, where you were able to select certain fields, I was hoping that there might have been some kind of enhancement made so that if you say you only want to display 5 or 6 different fields, only those 5 or 6 fields would actually get cut out of the actual statistics record, thereby reducing the size of the meshes.
It's a good idea, but at this point in time, it's not designed that way. The only filtering you have is after the records are already written to the queue. Your suggestion sounds
very kind of sort of like with the way CSDF does it, where you when you write your message at the SMF, you can actually write out
mm-hmm.
for message processing exactly which fields you want to actually go out to SMRF.
Exactly. I understand exactly what you're asking for. We don't have it built in now. The developers just, it was not the design at present. I agree that would be an excellent design change, and I would encourage you to submit that as a design change request. We have a tech note that gives you details on how to submit design change requests if you've never done one, but it basically the process allows you to submit the requirement directly to our developers, and then they respond directly back to you with the response as to whether that's already been considered, whether they think that's a good idea and want to get more details from you about exactly what you're looking for, or whether they have considered it and decided that they can't do it. Whatever the case, they respond back directly to you, and we've had good feedback as far as that process of them actually responding and not just sending your request into a black hole.
Okay. Yeah, because one of the problems is like we use linear logging.
Mm-hmm.
And when you set the queues to be persistent,
yes.
it logs.
Yes, yes, exactly. I found the same thing. Just doing a very limited test on my very simple environment, I found the same thing.
It was so abusive that we couldn't even turn it on because it was just burning a lot of CPU.
Yeah. Well, again, this is a new feature in version 6, and I'm sure that the kind of suggestion that you're making will be welcomed by our development team, because I agree with you, that sounds like an excellent idea, and other products are already doing it, just as you mentioned, like Kix is already doing it through the SMF records they write out. So I encourage you again to submit that as a design change request and see if we can get that moved forward through development.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take our next question from Mike Wallace.
Yes. My first question was, are there any changes or enhancements to statistics collection in MQ version 7, which is due out at the end of this month? And the comment, I saw the hands up about QPASA. We have QPASA. QPASA does use the MQ statistics functions under the covers to collect statistics, so if you try to do it yourself, you're kind of colliding with QPASA. So if you're using QPASA to monitor queues, you shouldn't be using these methods too.
Okay.
Well, because QPASA resets the statistics by default every 30 seconds.
Okay.
So if you're going in there and resetting the statistics and or reading records, if you do, you'd want to browse it off the queue. But even then, since QPASA is removing the messages from the queue, you're not going to get accurate results. So I would say you use either or about that. And the vendor MQ software has confirmed that. Not a good idea.
Okay.
If you're not using QPASA to monitor a tool, a queue, then the methods you used are fine. And then my other question was about MQ version 7. Has anything changed for statistics and accounting collection and reporting in MQ version 7?
Yeah, I haven't worked with the version 7 stuff, so I'm sorry I don't know the answer to that. But I do appreciate your comments about QPASA, because I'm not familiar with the QPASA. With it. But that is very useful information to know if we have any
kids
that are already using it, and we'll make note of it in case we run into any other customers who've come in through the support center asking about it. It's very good to have.
Okay. I'm finished.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Johanna Geisler.
Thank you. I can tell you that Candle Omegamon also does the reset queue steps. I actually support mainframe MQ. In my experience, when I converted to version 6 for mainframe MQ, was that for non-persistent messages, only 4 out of 10 messages are counted and reflected in the SMF 115 record.
Okay. Well, this is a totally different design than the COS, so I'm not familiar with how they do it, so I don't really know how to comment on that.
Okay. So it's different codes. You don't know if distributed has the same issue. And you don't know whether or not those issues have been corrected in version 7.
I do not know about version 7, but in the testing that I did and just prepping for this particular presentation, I didn't see the results that you were talking about. I got all of my data. As far as I could tell, I was getting it all.
Okay. Okay. Well, then we need a seminar on mainframe statistics.
I made that recommendation to somebody just a couple of days ago, somebody from our mainframe team. So it's at least under consideration. And I'll go back to them again and say we got the same request from this presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Om Prakash.
Actually, my question, what I wanted to ask, is already answered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Peter Potke.
This is to the caller that was saying that only 4 of her 10 records were showing on mainframe MQ60. What's actually happening is that's a quote-unquote feature with performance-related stuff happening on mainframe where if the message is not persistent and passing out of sync point from a putter to a getter, it passes in memory and bypasses the statistics. When we upgraded to 6.0, all of a sudden our MQ totals for our non-persistent messaging dropped like a rock, and we thought there was something wrong. IBM confirmed that that's a new quote-unquote feature. It is not there on distributed, only on mainframe.
Thank you very much for that information. That's very helpful.
Thank you, and once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Mr. Robertson, there are no further questions at this time.
At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the Web Series Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next day or two. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you, Jack and Greg, for presenting today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.